God is my source, God is my power, God gives me everything I need. So I give thanks for all my blessings, God gives me everything I need. God is my source, God is my power, God gives me
God is my source, God is my power, God gives me everything I need. Hello and welcome. You're listening to Tallcat Psychic 101, no-nonsense wisdom, refreshingly real radio, right here on Station 1. You just heard God is my source by Karen Drucker, the Songs of the Spirit CD, track 3. One of Karen's gifts is her ability to write music that is easy to sing, with words similar to a chant. If you want to be lifted up, you just go to KarenDrucker.com because you can't get a bad C. She is a bad CD with her. She's awesome. Go ahead. Sing along with Karen. Teach your little ones how to sing for the joy of it. You know, we can deliberately put ourselves into a harmonic groove through the vibe, the sound of music. Singing not only can, it will create a shift from within, sort of a direct route to feeling good, which is so important in remaining in alignment with your desires, right? I can tell you from personal experience that the ability to carry a tune is not required, as you just heard. The Tallcat is usually flat and off key. My hubby will attest to the truth of that statement, but nonetheless, I benefit deeply and so will you. So no matter what your circumstances are in December of 2008, this is one thing I know to be true. God is your source. How do I know that? Because everything that exists is substance, and substance comes from God, else it would not exist. Now, it does not matter what obstacles might lie in front of you right now, be they large and challenging or just small and irritating, the pathway is cleared step by step. Step by step, that's the way to your dream. I am a psychic medium and teacher. I write and produce Psychic 101, always aspiring to inspire you. You'll find me here every second and fourth Monday evening at 6 p.m. PDT. What, you might ask, makes me different from most psychic readers? There's a lot of us out there. Well, one thing is, I desire to teach my clients how to trust their own intuition. I always say I'm happy to see you when you come to see me, but even happier when you don't need to see me. Before we go on with the show, I'd like to suggest that you have a look at my website, KarenTallCat.com. In addition to my usual regular shameless plug, there is a current special you should know about. I call it the Grace and Gratitude Special Offer. Grace and Gratitude Offer is a way of thanking you for your interest in my work. From now until January 1st, I'm offering $50 off the one-hour reading fee and $10 off the half-hour reading fee. This is the time of the year when everyone benefits from a review of goals and priorities while casting a contemplative glance toward 2009. The Grace and Gratitude Offer would be a thoughtful and unique gift for a loved one. I've already had several people sign up for those. Of course, this offer applies to my regular clients as well. Now, to schedule your Grace and Gratitude Special Offer reading, just go to KarenTallCat.com, or you can call Mr.TallCat at 813-928-3105, or Mr.TallCat@gmail.com. Even if you're not scheduling a reading, please do send us some email feedback about the show. Either topics you'd like to discuss, questions, or validations of your reading. Most especially, we would love to have compliments about our great shows, of course. You can use MrTallCat@gmail.com, or you can just send your feedback to the station. Now, while you're on Karen Tallcat Conley, checking it out, do check out the new Orb Gallery photos and the humor section. I believe in a humor section. And I have a good friend that sends me very humorous things in the mail, and that's where I get my stuff. So the humor section and the Orb Gallery photos I recommend. It's good for you. What do you say we do a show now? Live on-air readings right here. The call lines are open for calls during the entire show. The magic numbers are 877-876-5227 or the toll-free 888-815-9756. Let your fingers do the walking over this way to the tall cat. Dial the magic numbers at any time. I'm really easy to talk with, and I have no trouble at all getting back on topic during the show. So don't think you're interrupting when you call in for your live on-air reading. You are welcome to call for a sample live reading or with comments on the topic or just say hello. I love talking with my listeners. I'm ready for calls now and moving on to topic. Once again, the numbers, 877-876-5227 or the toll-free 888-815-9756. Recently, the Hub and I were in Santa Fe. While browsing a local event paper, I came upon an event called something along the lines of Sufi Dancers Offering Healing for Psychic Addiction. If you don't know what Sufi dancers are, and you might not, their dance is a whirling dervish kind of thing. It's quite amazing. I've seen it a few times on video. The whirling is based on, as I understand it, the rotation of electrons, planets, and protons, and it is a form of meditation. At least that's what I get about it. The Sufi Dancers article went on to say, while some psychics are the real thing, most are not. The majority of psychics are frauds, and they are after your money. We will teach you how psychics do what they do and how you can do it yourself. There was no charge, but a donation was accepted, and it said if funds permitted, soup and bread would be offered, which I thought was nice. I immediately wanted to attend that soupy event to see what it was all about. I would love to see what their thoughts are about my side of spiritual work, you know, just go in there incognito and just listen to it. So when I got home later, I decided to research the phrase psychic addiction on Google. Because if the Sufi dancers are offering healing, there must be something going on with psychic addiction, right? So I searched it out on Google, where else other than maybe YouTube, and my oh my, the keywords psychic addiction brought loads of pages forward on the topic. Some were personal stories. One was a published memoir book, something like Confessions of a Psychic Reading Addict. There were Q&A forms for research studies about who uses psychic hotlines and why, and lengthy articles of all kinds with all points of view. Psychic addiction. Who knew it was an addiction du jour requiring rehab? Hello, I'm Karen, and I'm a psychic reading addict. Now, I'm not making fun of any 12-step programs, because in my nursing career, I often worked the addiction unit, and I know the steps work. Actually, addiction to psychic readings is not really such a surprise to me, after all. I was thankfully blessed with wonderful mentors and teachers that instructed me how to set up a practice that simply didn't allow addiction to happen. What you say might be the signs and symptoms of a psychic reading addiction. It's pretty clear and simple. Spending more than you can afford to on psychic readings, not being able to make a personal decision without the 411 from your psychic advisor, going to more than one psychic reader during a short time period to compare readings, or feeling like you cannot trust your own intuition. Of course, creating huge phone bills with calls to online psychics is a, you know, really big red flag, but these are a few symptoms of what a psychic reading addiction might be like. The Sufi dancers from Santa Fe say psychics want your money. In many cases, this is the truth. In case you're just tuning in and you're new to the show, the call lines are open throughout the entirety of the show and you aren't interrupting if you need to call in. You can call to discuss a topic or you can request a sample reading as well. The station numbers are 877-876-5227 or toll-free 888-815-9756. So as the Sufi dancers from Santa Fe say, psychics want your money. And in many cases, this is the truth. Some of these articles on Google were written by people that say they never expected to fall into such a thing as a psychic reading addiction. One young woman, educated and not the type to get caught in such a tawdry, uncool addiction as this one, found herself in debt and out of control. She says she is recovering, and after therapy, she has a nicer wardrobe and can pay her phone bills now. Psychics work in a field that generally has no written or enforced professional standards, so how does one sort out the good readers from the fakes or the flakes? And how does one look for one in the psychic reading area? How do you find one if you want to do this? Other than calling me right here at 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. And a professional reader, I'll give you what might help guide you if you're going to make a choice about having a reading. A professional reader will emphasize your personal empowerment. Readings should be seen as sort of a second opinion or something that you refer to after you run the psychic information past your own inner knowing. It's a second, not a first opinion. It's a second opinion in addition to your opinion, you could say. An honest, ethical psychic, I believe, has an obligation to take notice when a client is becoming dependent. I often direct a client to sources outside of my practice that will benefit the client as well as showing the client there are multiple ways to take care of oneself and to gain control of one's life circumstances that do not even involve psychic readings. On occasion, I have even terminated a client that was too dependent on me. I've even given money back to clients that insisted they had had to come back for another reading because I knew it was unhealthy. I suggest counseling, and not a psychic reading, when I see that it is needed. I never schedule an emergency reading. If it is truly an emergency, the person needs a doctor, a policeman, a therapist, not a psychic. I once had a woman in her 50s come to see me. She had never had a reading, but here she was. Found herself midway through life, divorced, depressed, downhearted. The three D's of the divorce dilemma. Divorce, downhearted, depressed. Sounds like a country western song, huh? A friend of hers recommended me to her. Now, as part of her reading, I suggested she take a celebratory getaway cruise somewhere wonderful and exotic as she was preparing to face life as a middle-aged single. She could easily afford such an exotic trip to a distant location, and later she called me to say, "Your advice relieved my depression completely. I feel like a new person. Thank you." I never saw her again, but I remember the change in her life. She just needed to take a chance and remember life was still full of new possibilities. What she needed most was an objective, confidential source, not a long-winded bunch of psychic mumbo-jumbo. Now, as I'm talking about psychic addictions and turning clients away because I know that they are becoming dependent on me, don't let this turn you off to calling me tonight on the show. As I'm speaking these things, I'm thinking to myself, maybe I'm driving callers away. So feel free to call. I am offering sample live on-air readings, and I'm easy to talk to, and you won't be taking me off topic. So if you'd like to try a reading or make a comment about the subject matter, or if you've had a problem with some level of dependency on psychic readings, call us in and talk to us about it. 877-876-5227 or 888-815-9756. As I was saying, what the 50-year-old lady that was newly divorced needed most was an objective, confidential source, really not a long-winded bunch of psychic mumbo-jumbo. You would be surprised how many people simply need to be reminded to experience more joy in daily living. I so often receive directly from the spirit world such simple, prescriptive guidance for clients, such as get a massage or buy a new dress. I always, always, always encourage the client to develop their intuitive side from within. Within is where the ultimate truth of all truth lies. Not exterior, is all interior, baby. If I can teach a client the basics of how to walk within, I feel I've given them a greater asset than me going in there for them. I desire to see all my clients develop a spiritual life of their own, because this is the way to connect to the God source within. I see we have a caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
It's Lynn.
And where are you calling from?
From Canada.
Oh, from Canada. Welcome. What's your question?
I just would like a general reading.
Okay. Did you have a specific question?
I guess property. I'm looking at some property possibly in the spring or looking at transitioning.
And this is, you're thinking of purchasing land.
I feel that it's going to happen this this winter. It'll start.
Mm-hmm.
And I just would like to see what you have to say or anything else that comes in, too, as well.
Okay. Okay. In reference to specifically this move, everything about this idea of getting the land, as far as I'm assuming that you plan to move to this land, right, rather than an investment?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what I see as a move.
Wow.
Current location to a new location in 2009.
Okay.
And despite the current economic situation and all the news that we're getting on CNN, et cetera, I see this as being a very good, honest deal with both parties benefiting.
Okay.
And in fact, this move actually is one reason it's going to work out so well, despite the housing crisis and the land business and the banks and all that bad news out there, is because this is a piece of your journey in this incarnation. In other
That's
words,
right.
there's something connected to that move that's going to fit in with some other pieces in your life and help you to advance forward.
That's right.
It looks as though advancing forward is I would say, overdue in your life. It's as though you've been kind of, I wouldn't say stuck, but everything has been kind of the same for quite some time, yes?
Yeah, and actually I'm very anxious and ready to go.
You're restless, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
And this restlessness is what I call feathering the nest. You know,
okay.
When birds are getting ready to lay eggs and start a new life cycle, they put feathers and feather the nest. And what this restlessness sometimes within us, in fact, most times I would say, is an indicator that change is on the way, and it's the early rustlings of the spirit world, you know, sort of tapping on your shoulder saying that change is coming.
Okay.
Now, what I'm getting about the move, it looks like once you get there, into this location, and once you're, you know, the paperwork, et cetera, is done, it feels like everything about it is almost like the answer to your prayers.
Yes.
Now, have you lost a loved one last year?
Yeah, I did, a very close one.
And it wasn't your husband, though?
No, it was my mother.
Okay. Because there's this energy coming from, you know, the other side, beyond the well, really, it's here. All of it is here, lateral. But this energy coming from your mother, and she, by the way, when she crossed over, your mother had what I would describe as a kind of a traditional view of what heaven would be like, correct?
Correct.
Well, you know, she had the biggest surprise. You know, when she landed over there, it was as if she was like, you know, I could have had a V8 slapping her forehead.
Yeah.
Because it is much more liberating and much more than what she thought it was. She frankly had a little bit of a hang up and fear about judgment.
Yes.
But when she got there, she was met by loved ones that have already adjusted to being out of the body and being on that level. And she had all the help she needed. And what I would like for you to know about her is that she has really opened up.
Oh.
You know, it might surprise you because of her traditional sort of constricted views of things.
Yeah, you're right on.
And she, you know, that was just her upbringing. And, you know, she was doing the best she could with what she had as far as knowledge goes.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of people, when they cross over, if they make the choice to open up, and she did because she was loved when she got there,
mm-hmm.
they really do take off and do very well. I would not be surprised if you start seeing signs of communication from her right after Christmas or right around Christmas.
Well, that's been predicted already.
Yeah, she's going to be able to pull her energy and her vibration together enough to contact you in a way that's very clear.
Yeah.
So that's just a heads up for you to be aware of it, because that communication is something that's just going to really make you feel really good.
Oh, I'm so
you know
happy
that
to
she's
hear
okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, you understand. You have a spiritual understanding, and you know your mom's okay, but how nice to be able to have that one more connection, at least one more time.
Oh, yeah, you're right on the money here.
So, you know, in addition to your move and your land purchase, I do see you taking on a new interest that looks as if it's in the form of it looks like a dream that you're going to come up with, of an idea, a dream or an idea of either starting a business or getting something going that benefits a lot of other people in addition to you.
Okay.
And
that's
it's
true.
Extremely satisfying. It has a humanitarian feel to it.
Yes, it has to do with the sweat lodge.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be something that you'll be in on the foundation level of it, and it can grow from there. But it's going to take, just the reality side of it, it's going to take a definite commitment to staying focused on that dream once it comes to you.
Okay.
But you're looking good. For the very near future, you're looking really, really good.
You're
happy to say that.
Very good at tuning in, and I thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
So, as I was saying, what this lovely 50-year-old lady who'd never been to a psychic for needed was really objective, confidential source, not a long-winded bunch of psychic mumbo-jumbo or, you know, tarot card readings she might not have understood. She just needed a confidential source. And you would be so surprised how many people simply need to be reminded to experience more joy in daily living. And that information, when that comes through me to the client, is coming from the spirit world, which is telling us that the spirit world believes in being happy and being joyous. As I said, I often receive directly from the spirit world such simple, prescriptive healing guidance like get a massage or buy a new dress. You would think that that is just like common sense, nothing, but when in the setting of a reading, sometimes that is exactly where they need to go. The spirit world cares about all areas of life, and these suggestions are potent healing medicine. I always, always, always encourage the client to develop their intuitive side from within, their own intuitive side, because within is where the ultimate truth of all truth lies. If I can teach a client the basics of how to walk within, and by walk within I mean if I can teach them how to turn their attention within and to go inward as far as their focus and their presence, turning their presence from the exterior to their interior within them, I have given them a great asset, greater than me going in there for them, because what lies within is the God source. Hello, do I have a client? Do I have a caller? I'm sorry, do I have a client? Do I have a caller?
Yeah, hi, it's Noelle.
Hi, I didn't get
Canada.
The beep, I'm so sorry. Who am I speaking to?
How are you, Talkat?
I'm good.
Good.
Who's
sound
this?
Good? I was just wondering if there was any Christmas message from loved ones past. I have quite a few that passed, so I'll leave it up to you. If you
okay.
Make a connection.
Okay. Where are you calling from? I'm just curious.
Oh, Canada.
Oh, Canada.
We're all snowed in here, so we're calling you.
Oh, good. Very cool. Okay, let me see what we have for you. You do have a passel of people on the other side.
Yes.
You actually have a, when I look at that situation over there, it's almost as though it's a big crowd. You know? And they actually are, I get the feeling that most of your family members over there, to different degrees, of course, I have the feeling that they were kind of, well, if they weren't when they were alive, they are now, very upbeat and very almost assertive in a healthy way and very full of beans. Does
you know
that resonate with you?
There's a couple of them like that.
Okay. It must be the two that are that way that are standing out the most as far as energy goes. But this family group over there, and it's a variety of ages from what I can see.
Yes.
It looks like a lot of these loved ones passed at, not the traditionalness, some of them passed not traditionally at the usual age of considered normal for passing over.
That's right. One cousin, she passed at 41.
You've had, in that respect, there's been loss experienced in your family due to the unfortunate circumstances of the transition, correct?
Yes.
And I have the feeling from the group, and they kind of present as the group, and here's why, because some of them are much stronger in vibration than the others.
Yes.
But the communication coming from your family group, they're so cute, is something to do with a, it seems to me that there is someone in your family that has a bit of unresolved grief about the passing of some of these people.
Probably my aunt.
It is a female, I know that.
Yes, because she lost her husband and her daughter within a year of each other.
Oh, that is extremely difficult.
Yes, so I have a feeling that's probably her. My dad passed 3 years ago, but my mom seems to be fairly resolved. But I think my aunt, it was more recent. It's just not that long ago.
Yes.
And she's grieving very badly, so I was hoping there would be something to cheer her up.
Well, part of the deal with your aunt is, of course, the fact that it hasn't been that long.
No, that's right.
But aside from that, what I see in her and is a tendency, because of the depth of the loss, and this is to help her, because of the depth of her loss, to sort of hold on to that grief. It's very difficult to lay that aside.
Yes.
You know, many times we almost feel like the more we grieve, the more it shows the depth of our love.
Yes.
Now, she genuinely misses their physical presence terribly.
She says she feels presences around her.
They very much want to communicate with her strongly.
Okay.
And directly.
So what should I tell her?
Here's the thing for her to do.
Okay.
The next time she feels as though there is a presence around her, or even if she finds the thought of these loved ones crossing her mind,
right.
Even that is a connection.
Okay.
When she feels either they're crossing her mind or she feels like there's a presence around her, and I have a feeling she feels it sometimes when she's in bed about to go to sleep.
Exactly. Does she hear
footsteps? That is actually the two of them there.
Oh, both the uncle and the cousin.
Yes.
Good.
And so all she needs to do is respond to that. And as simply as saying that, hello, I love you, you know, something along that line.
Then maybe she can communicate.
Yes, they're going to do everything they can to make a sign for her. And here's the advice about watching for a sign. She's already had a contact by feeling the presence. You know, a lot of times we think that when we're going to contact somebody that died, that it should be like a great big billboard, or it has to be like their last known address or their credit
yeah.
card number to
yeah.
verify that.
Yeah, or flowers coming down from heaven or something.
Right, right. And most often it's very subtle and sweet.
I know when my dad passed, my brother was getting weird stuff happening around the house, like coins falling on the bed.
Your dad is a pretty strong presence.
Yes, I think that's who it was, because my brother's not a believer where I am.
Yes.
And so he turned off all the lights, left to go out wherever with his wife and kids, and then he came back and all the lights were on, and he was getting really spooked. he was like, this isn't real, this isn't real. And I said, well, it was just about a week after my dad passed, so I thought, geez, that's pretty fast.
It is pretty fast.
Because usually it takes a little bit of time.
Hmm?
But I think because they had a bit of a falling out. I did, too, with my dad. He was a very strong personality.
Yes.
He would get on your nerves.
Yes.
Sorry, but,
Your dad says that he realizes that he was truly a mixed bag.
Oh, yeah.
In personality.
Yeah.
And he has, he's been over there a short time, but, I mean, overall short time. It's not been a real long time.
Yeah.
But
right,
what he has accomplished is he's had a bit of a review of his life, you know, and he sees areas of his shortcoming where he was abrupt, and he says he was very abrupt when he spoke.
Oh, yes.
And it seemed almost harsh. In fact, he says it flat out was harsh. He said
he had a harsh upbringing too, and I think that's where it was coming from.
Uh huh.
You know, like European upbringing.
Mm-hmm.
Talk, don't talk. You know.
Yes, everything very black and white.
Yes.
Everything very rigid.
But he's calmed down now, hopefully.
Surprisingly, he's doing extremely well.
Great.
And his need to connect, you know, with the electricity and the coins, et cetera,
right,
is that he has, he would like to, by doing that, he feels as though he's correcting the impression he left when he died
okay.
of who he is.
Well, that's cool. I don't know if he's been around me, but I talk to him a lot and just hope
yes.
he hears.
He knows exactly where you are, but the people he's trying to contact now are people that he particularly feels like he was harsh and abrupt in the way he treated them.
Yeah. Well, he was kind of harsh with me, but I think because I forgave him, I understood it.
You did? And I,
yeah.
From what I can see, you cleared most any misunderstanding up with him before he transitioned, yes?
Yes. We didn't talk for 5 years, believe it or not, and we... My mom says we're a lot alike. We're both headstrong.
That's always hard.
And, of course, I say, no way, we're not anything alike.
Not me.
Nothing like that.
No. But, no, of course not.
But I understood, and I was looking at the deeper person inside, not the exterior, you know.
Yes.
And I know that was all pressures. And,
yes, of course. And there's a peacefulness between you and him, but the people he's trying to communicate with now, he feels almost a pressure or an urgency in trying to let them know that he's okay and that he is different.
Well, I'm going to let them know at Christmas time for sure. That'll be a great present.
You know, what would be nice, if it feels right to you and your
yes.
family, is when you gather around the table, since you've had a lot of losses in your family,
yes.
to make a toast in, you know, in favor of... those that are on the other side.
Sure. That's
and
a great
idea. It would just be a nice gesture for them.
Oh,
and
that
for
would
you
be,
guys.
What I did, well, my cousin that passed at a very young age, she left a six-year-old boy behind. And when Mother Day came around, of course, that was rough, I told him, get an air balloon and just send a letter to Mommy up in heaven.
Oh.
And that seemed to help a lot for him.
Oh, those things are so meaningful. People
yeah.
underestimate that sort of thing.
So he does it every birthday now.
How beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if the jet planes like it, but...
I didn't think about that.
We're supposed to not really do that, you know, but for him, for a six-year-old, it was a connection, and I was really... I think it was heartfelt for him.
Of course. And
know.
That's something I'll bet you he'll remember when he matures.
Oh, yeah, because they were so close. That was tough.
I have one other piece of information for you.
Sure.
And
thanks.
That is your family members that where your dad was dropping the coins and the electricity, et
yes,
cetera?
My brother Chris, yes.
Okay. Those people should, I wouldn't be surprised if they get a name like his that comes up on caller ID.
A name like his?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like your dad's name on caller ID.
Oh, why? Because his name is Emmanuel, but they used to go Manny. So
okay.
if they see a Manny or something like that on caller ID.
I just got a flash of that. I had that happen to me one time. It actually
really?
Does happen.
It's like when the phone rings and nobody's there. Sort of that idea, eh?
Yes, that's along that line. The reason the deceased use electricity that way, speakers, telephones, et cetera,
right.
is because they vibrate, their energy vibrates extremely fast, and that's an easy way for them to do it.
Well, don't put your vibrators on, though, eh?
Right. I'm not going there.
Just kidding. I'll let you go with that joke.
Yeah, we'll dispense with that.
Oh, okay, thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, as I was saying, where was I in my great experience here of talking to you about this psychic addiction, the tragedy of psychic addiction? Sounds like one of those Bravo reality TV shows. Hey, maybe that's a genius idea. I desire truly to see my clients develop a spiritual side to their life because this is the only way they can connect. It's important to connect while you're in the body because it's going to make a difference overall when you cross over and in further incarnations after this one. I see I have a caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Talkin.
Hi.
This is Nancy. How you doing?
Hi, Nancy. What can I do for you?
Well, I was wondering if there is... I have a lot of family over on the other side, and I was wondering if they had any messages for me.
Well, you know, this is nice, people asking about family on the other side because the holidays are coming.
Yes.
Isn't that nice? Now, your family, when I look at your family Have you had someone dying within the last 2 years?
Yes.
That's the person I seem to be keying in on. Is this a male?
Yes.
And was it a person that it looks as though they were, when I say a full age, they were more or less adult?
Yes.
And nonetheless, this person feels as though when the time came for their transition, it was like, oh, no, I'm not ready. Even if it was an expected passing, the message from them is sort of like, I at first I thought I don't want to go. I can't go. I can't do it. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Please don't make me go. I'm afraid to go.
Yes.
Now, the important thing about that for you, you and your family that knew this person to get is that he had such beautiful assistance when it came time to actually transition. It was really fast. It was really easy. And he feels very liberated being out of the body, is how he describes it. Either he was tired of being in his particular ill body, or for whatever reason, he just feels like really free because he's in pure, his pure essence is what he is. Now, did he have a lot of misconceptions about the spiritual life before he died?
I'm not sure, but I think he did.
Well, I think really most of us do, to be honest, even me. Because I've seen a little bit over there, but I really don't know the whole deal.
Uh-huh.
And he's telling me that he had certain ideas about how, quote-unquote, heaven would be.
Uh-huh.
And he wants to tell you that it's, like, totally different than anything like what the Bible says or a movie show or anything like that. It's completely, completely different. Now, did he leave behind a partner, like a wife?
Yes.
And has he communicated with her yet?
No.
He tells me he hasn't. He very much wants to establish a connection with that wife because something was unsaid or unfinished between them.
Yes.
And I don't know if you know it, but it might be something just between them, but it's a big issue.
Yes.
As far as the relationship goes between those two. And it's going to make a huge difference when he comes through to her as far as liberating her, as far as having any bad feelings about his passing or any guilt connected with it. That's one of his goals, is he's working on getting it together to be able to contact her.
Oh, wow.
Directly, not through me.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he has connected her through me in a way. But just this connection of me speaking about him, identifying who he is, et cetera, is helpful for him to be able to come to her. He's saying that he would like to approach her from within the sleep state, meaning she'll have some dreams about him.
Okay.
First. And in the dream, he'll seem totally different, which is good.
Okay.
So if you can pass on to her to perhaps pay attention to her dreams, even if they seem like it might just be a dream, watch the content of what comes up in her dreams, because he's going to start out that way.
Okay.
He really wants to apologize for the way he left things with her. And he says, I was really the one that was wrong.
Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Please pass that on to her if you would.
Oh, yes.
And he'll take it from there.
Awesome.
Okay?
Yes.
Anything else?
Anything from my mom or dad?
Your mom. What a nice mama you had. Right?
Yes.
She?
We had our difficulties.
Yes. Yeah, she does. She shows me herself being the kind of person that was had a tendency to be really irritable.
Yes.
And to express that really outright, like she gives me a visual image of almost somebody that would, like, kick the dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
When they're annoyed. But underneath it all, she really was committed to you as a mother in the way that she did the best she could with what she had.
Yes.
As a mother, although she can see that she had extreme limitations of understanding about mothering.
Yes.
She would like you to know that she does understand that now. But she feels that overall, you and she didn't do so bad as mother and daughter. There's many that haven't done as well.
Wow, that's good to hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so she's not in regret or remorse. She's just processing it. And she does say, please send my love.
Oh.
She didn't say that enough when she was alive, she says.
Yeah, she never did.
Yeah, she said that was a mistake, a big mistake. But please send my love.
Oh.
And she means it.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay?
Okay, thank you so
much. All right, thanks.
God bless you.
Thanks for calling. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So, I know that this, I know that what I'm sorry, what I wanted to say was, let me start over again. There is no one who is not capable of experiencing inner knowing and divine wisdom. How do I know that? Because we are all wired for this. I know this is true also because we all have the same brain. This brain is capable of picking up vibrations and messages from other people, animals, and even other dimensions. Now, psychic readings can be of deep, deep and lasting value when the motives and intentions are pure, clear, and balanced from both client and reader. Psychic and medium readings are not really meant to be entertainment, particularly, although the readings can be very entertaining and humorous, and they're not meant to replace the need for therapy or counseling. I see we have a caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. Who am I talking to?
This is Lyle from
Hey, Lyle.
How are you doing?
I'm good. What's your question?
My question is, I have a legal case that I am appealing to Indiana's Supreme Court.
Okay.
And I was wondering if you could tell me what the outcome will be.
So it looks like the first go-round was not in your favor?
That is correct.
Even and it's going to the Indiana State Supreme Court, right?
Yes.
And this involves it feels like you are attempting to collect money that you feel is due you, correct?
That is correct.
I have to tell you, Lyle, that just knowing that the first go-round in court did not go in your favor, obviously is not a good indicator.
Well, that is, and without getting into it a lot, basically the judge didn't want to handle it. I had all my facts. The facts and it was based, Indiana has some laws that were based on federal laws.
Yes.
And I found out that what they're trying to do when they collect money is the judge didn't want to rule in my favor because he's ruled against it in the past, but they didn't come at it from the angle that I came at it from.
Right.
So it's not, all the facts are there.
Okay.
The other thing is when you go through a court case, you're allowed discovery.
Yes.
And basically discovery is they have to answer questions or produce documents that would help you or that you want them to produce documents that might help you in your case.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the judge basically did not allow me to get the discovery. And the reason is if the state answered those questions, I would have won. And they're answering it under oath.
Right.
And if the lawyer that was representing the state lied, then that would cost them their license. So instead of doing that, I get the feeling that there was some collusion between the judge and the attorney general, the deputy attorney general, in trying to keep that discovery from me. Because the Indiana State Supreme Court has ruled that you have a right to discovery,
well,
and they did not allow me to get that.
Well, Lyle, here's what I want to tell you about this. This case has been going on a long time, and it's going to wrap up for you in this coming year. And the most important thing about this, it doesn't seem like it to you, I know, but when this wraps up and it's completed and out of your life is really a big, important opening for energy to come in, whether you win or not.
the completion of this cycle and this struggle is going to open the energetic door for you to begin to go forward. So the good thing about it is you're about to wrap this deal up and get it over.
Well, that's good.
Okay?
Keep
seeing, though. Keep focusing on your positive outcome and try to stay aligned with it and look forward to the day when it's behind you and you're free and clear.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling, Lyle.
Thank you.
Always good to hear from you.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Now, when a reader connects to the other side or dimensions in a powerful way, when the reader is able to bring forward information that cannot be known any other way than through inner knowing, this has a lasting effect, which often brings change in an individual's understanding of reality and the importance of the spiritual life. The whole point of talking with the dead, precognition, of seeing the future, etc., these things are meant to demonstrate through example an ability we all have as humans. In many cases, it is healing and affirmative. So this is meant to demonstrate by an example something we all can do. It was never meant to be set up in such a way, psychic readings, that you go to the reader for information you don't have access to. That is not the way to do it. So the more we develop in spirit while we're here on this plane, it will be so much easier for us when we transition over and go to the next incarnation. The benefits of the spiritual life will add volumes to the quality of your life in the present and the future. So we plan to visit Santa Fe again soon. Perhaps I will find out more about the psychic addiction teaching offered by the Sufi dancers. In the meantime, I hope I have inspired you to realize that while psychics and mediums serve a wonderful purpose and are meant to promote spiritual development, the truth of all great truth lies within you. I'll be back on Monday, December 22nd. I'm sorry I'm running out of time, everybody. I'd love to talk longer, but boy, that hour goes fast. I'll be back on Monday, December 22nd at 6 p.m. PDT. Please check out the Grace and Gratitude offer on Karen Tallcat with a K Conley.com and send along some feedback when you do while you're there. I'm going to send you onward with Karen Drucker's song, God is my source, not your psychic. You know you got the power, baby. Bye now.
God gives me everything I need. Someone else is gonna do it all for me. I've got to get up.